But a new English language magazine has hit Czech newsstands. The Prague Monitor is already something of an oddity in that the team behind it have a background in internet publishing and are now moving into print. Most of the industry, of course, is moving in the opposite direction. Rosie Johnson reports on the magazine that is going against the flow.
The new magazine Prague Monitor went on sale Friday. It's been produced by the same team that have been bringing out a daily online newspaper, the Prague Daily Monitor, for the last 6 years. The publisher of the online daily and new biweekly magazine is Bryn Perkins. He explains the reasoning behind the move to embrace paper.
It does seem backwards from the conventional wisdom, but we got our start on the internet, so we've had 6 years to learn from our readers about what they're interested in and what they want to hear more and about, and we realized that there's some things that are really done better on paper than are on the internet.
These, he says, include in-depth features which can step back and take a longer view and the use of photos. The magazine aims to at least explore one major issue in depth. The first number examines the growing pressures on one Roma family who want to stay in the Czech Republic while friends and relatives feel fleeing to Canada is the only way to escape discrimination. The magazine, which covers business and lifestyle as well as current affairs, will be sent free to the subscribers of the online daily, of whom 90% are non-Czech speakers, and sold to non-subscribers. The initial print run of around 3,000 should be boosted to 5,000 by the end of the year. Mr. Perkins says the target audience is not English speakers who've just got off the plane and are seeking the nearest pub or bar.
We think the magazine should be interesting for anyone who's interested in the Czech Republic, especially people who know it a little bit, maybe have lived here for a while, and maybe are interested in understanding a little bit behind those headlines they see all the time, but maybe don't know the background to it.
Although Prague is not well served by local English language papers and magazines, the new venture appears to be a daring step in a time of hard-hit advertising budgets and readers used to getting online news for free.
Rosie Johnson with that report. And now this being Friday, we bring you a summary of the week's